It's story time. The Trial of Jack Bean. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Chapter 1. In Court. Jack Bean is accused of murdering Mr. A Giant. A criminal court will try the young man from the famous fairy tale. Facts of the case. On March 1st, Jack Bean went to the market to sell a cow. On the way to the market, he met a mysterious man. The man wanted to buy Jack's cow, but had no money. Instead, the man gave Jack 5 magic beans. When Jack returned home, his mother was angry, because they needed money, not beans. She threw the beans out the window. On March 2nd, Jack woke up at about 6:30 a.m. and looked outside. He saw a huge beanstalk. It went all the way up to the clouds. He wanted to see where the beanstalk went. At 7:30 a.m., Jack Bean began to climb the beanstalk. At the top of the beanstalk, he found a giant castle. He opened the big door at the front of the castle. It was unlocked. Jack Bean took a special harp that played music by itself and a small bag of gold coins from the castle. Jack went out of the castle and went back to the beanstalk. On the way, Jack saw a goose that laid golden eggs. He picked up the goose and 2 golden eggs. He put the eggs in his sack. He began to climb down the beanstalk. The owner of the goose, Mr. A Giant, saw Jack taking the goose and tried to catch him. Jack hurried down the beanstalk. He ran to get an axe. He then cut the beanstalk down. A Giant, who was on the beanstalk at the time, fell to the ground and died. Now, Jack Bean is on trial for the murder of A Giant. He is also charged with stealing the harp, the goose, and the gold coins. Chapter 2. The Jury. There are 12 men and women on the jury. They are average people from Jack's town. They will listen to the facts in the case. Then, they will decide if Jack is innocent or guilty. Overseeing the trial is Judge Legis Rex. He will listen too, but his job is different. He will make sure that the rules of the trial are followed correctly. Also, if Jack is guilty, Judge Rex will decide what punishment will be given to Jack. Mr. Eye for an Eye is the prosecutor for the state. He will try to prove to the jury that Jack is guilty. Mr. Willy Wonka is the lawyer for Jack Bean. He will try to prove to the jury that Jack is innocent. Jack Bean is called to stand in front of the judge.
Jack Bean, the state says that on March 2nd, you went into the home of A Giant. There, you took a bag of gold coins and a magic harp. Then you took 1 goose and 2 golden eggs. The state says that you then killed Mr. A Giant. What do you have to say in your defense?
I am not guilty, Your Honor.
All right, be seated.
Chapter 3. Opening Statements. The prosecutor, Mr. Foreign Eye, speaks first. He will make an opening statement to begin the trial.
The state will show that Jack Bean planned this crime. We will show that he broke into A Giant's home. He then stole a bag of gold coins, a magic harp, a goose, and 2 golden eggs. Then, he murdered Mr. A Giant.
Jack's defense lawyer now makes his opening statement.
The defense will prove that Jack Bean did not break into the house of a giant. Furthermore, we will show that he did not steal the coins, the harp, and the goose with the golden eggs. Also, we will show that Jack killed Mr. A Giant in self-defense.
The state brings the goose, the two golden eggs, and the magic harp to the courtroom as evidence. The axe that Jack used to cut down the beanstalk is also in evidence. The state calls its first witness, Jack's mother, Ima Bean. She takes a seat on the witness stand. The courtroom has a clerk. He asks Mrs. Bean an important question.
Please tell us your name.
I'm a Bean.
Mrs. Bean, do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
The prosecutor now asks questions of this witness.
Mrs. Bean, can you tell us what happened on March 2nd?
Yes. Jack came running into the house.
Was he carrying anything?
Yes. He had some gold coins, a magic harp, a goose, and two golden eggs.
Did he tell you where he got them?
Yes. He said he found them in the sky.
Did he say anything about a giant?
Yes. He said he killed a giant.
Did he tell you how he killed the giant?
He said he killed him with an axe.
When the state is finished with the witness, the defense then asks questions.
Mrs. Bean, did Jack tell you exactly where he found all these things?
He said he found them at the top of a beanstalk.
Has your son ever stolen anything before?
Oh, no. Jack is a very honest young man. He is not a very good salesman, though. I sent him to town to sell a cow, and all he got was a few beans. He might be stupid, but he is honest.
That is all, Mrs. Bean. You can step down.
Chapter 4. Jack Bean on the witness stand.
The state would like to call Jack Bean.
Jack walks to the witness chair and sits down.
Please tell us your name.
Jack Bean.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
The prosecutor asks Jack questions.
Mr. Bean, what did you do on March 2nd?
I climbed a giant beanstalk up to the sky.
What did you see there?
I saw a castle, and I also saw a goose and two golden eggs.
Is this the goose you saw?
Yes.
What did you do then?
I went into the castle.
In the castle? Did you take some gold coins and a magic harp?
Yes.
Mr. Foreign Eye picks up the axe and shows it to Jack.
Mr. Bean, is this your axe?
Yes, it is.
Did you cut down the giant beanstalk with this axe?
Yes, I did.
Was a giant on the beanstalk when you cut it down?
Yes, he was.
So you killed a giant. Is that right?
Yes, sir, but it was an accident.
Your witness.
The defense asks Jack some questions.
Jack, when you were in the castle, did you see anyone there?
At first, no. Then I saw a woman.
Did she say anything to you?
Yes, she said, "You had better get out of here. My husband is a giant, and he will eat you."
Did you leave then?
No, not right away. I did not believe in giants. Then she said, if you go now, I will give you some gold and a magic harp.
Then did you leave?
Yes, I left after she gave me the coins and harp.
Did you take anything else?
Yes, I found a goose and two golden eggs outside. The goose was just sitting on the ground with the golden eggs. I did not think they belonged to anyone.
Jack, did you kill a giant with this axe?
Well, not exactly. I cut down a beanstalk with that axe.
Did you know that a giant was on the beanstalk?
No, sir. I wanted to cut down the beanstalk before he got on it.
Why?
After I found the goose, I saw a giant. He was coming toward me. He was singing a terrible song. I was very scared.
Can you tell us the words of the song?
Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he alive or be he dead, I will eat him with my bread.
You were afraid that a giant was going to eat you.
That is right. But I did not mean to kill him. I just did not want him to eat me.
That is all, Your Honor.
Chapter 5. Closing Arguments. After questioning all of the witnesses, the two lawyers make a closing argument.
Jack Bean took the coins, the harp, and goose from A Giant. Then he killed A Giant so Mr. A Giant would not report the theft to the police. Jack Bean should be punished for these crimes.
Jack Bean is an honest young man. Mrs. Giant gave him the coins and harp to make him leave quickly. She was afraid her husband would kill Jack. Also, Jack did not know that the goose belonged to A Giant. When A Giant tried to eat him, Jack was only trying to save himself. He did not mean to kill A Giant. It was an accident. So Jack Bean is innocent.
The jury goes to another room. They talk about the evidence and the witnesses. Then they make a decision. After that, they return to the courtroom.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor. We declare that Jack Bean is innocent.
Thank you for your time. Jack, you are free to go.